From KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, this is Fine Tune. Hello, I'm Wendy Nordquist, your host for an hour of fine music. Tonight, it's the music of Jimmy McHugh. Jimmy, born James Francis McHugh on July 10th in 1894, and lived to the age of 74. He was one of the most prolific songwriters of the era from the 1920s through the 50s, with at least 500 compositions with his name on it. He collaborated with many fine lyricists, including Dorothy Fields, a schoolteacher and poet, who had a lot of success working together with her. Right now we're hearing the classic Doin' the New Lowdown, performed by one of Django Reinhardt's groups in 1938, and we'll hear a vocal and tap version coming up next. Jimmy left such a rich songbook behind, and we'll just hear a little bit of it tonight. We'll hear Doing the New Lowdown in just a moment. But Jimmy began his career in Boston, Massachusetts, where he was born. And his first success was with a World War I song when he was just in his 20s. Keep the Love Light Burning in the Window Till the Boys Come Marching Home. But we'll skip ahead to the 1920s, where he had a great collaboration with Duke Ellington and Harlem musicians, including Bill Robinson. There was a big musical review at the Cotton Club in 1928 called The Blackbirds of 1928, and this is one of the pieces from that show.
Listen, good folks, it isn't alcohol, no y'all a gal at all. Thrill me with the pep I've got. I got a pair of feet that have found that low-down beat. Low-down, down around the spot that's hot. Have no peace, losing my lease on living. Here's the how I'm telling you now to give in. Make 'em play that crazy thing again. I got to do that lazy swing again. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down. Got my feet to misbehaving now. Got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. That dancing demon, he has my feet in a trance. Cause when I'm dreaming, folks, I go right into that dance. Once you hear that haunting strain to it, I bet my life you'll go insane to it. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. Thank you. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown.
Next, we'll hear a collaboration of Big Spiderbeck, the cornetist, along with Frankie Trumbauer, another trumpet player. And I'm not sure who does this vocal refrain, but here they are with Futuristic Rhythm.
Futuristic rhythm, never on a beat. Any near drum in my eardrum blows me off my seat. You're the unexpected, disconnected time. Let me drink in, sleep and think in futuristic rhyme. Must you blow that dum boom boom da da all night through? When you know that da da dee doo ba ba makes me goofy. Futuristic rhythm, dance until I drop. Ever tired, I'm a fire, don't you ever stop.
Futuristic Rhythm in 1929. We'll hear another from the 20s and another variation, an interpretation from a couple decades later. Here is Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra.
Scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things we've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets were worth dozens sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, that I can't give you anything but love.
It's not a joke, kid, it's a curse. My luck is changing, it's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too, I'll begin to reach my prime. Now though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness, and I guess I'd like to see you looking swell, my little baby. Diamond bracelets were worth dozens sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darned well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Till that lucky day, you know, darned well, baby. I can't give you anything but love.
Ella Fitzgerald with her wonderful 1960 interpretation of I Can't Give You Anything But Love with Paul Smith at the piano. And so many well-written songs can be interpreted in endless ways, as we all know. And there have been hundreds of this song in particular, more than 600 versions, and I've got about 20 in my musical library, and it's difficult to whittle down the wonderful music from Jimmy McHugh. But we'll turn next to a couple versions of another extremely well-known song from Jimmy McHugh and lyrics by Dorothy Fields.
Get your coat and your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just break your feet to sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pity-pat of the happy little tune that you step? Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. I'm not afraid because my worries are over and the road's crossed over. For never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller with gold dust at my feet on sunny side of the street. Grab your hat, your coat, your vest and cane, leave your worries on the doorstep. We're going by and by. Just rake your feet to the side of the street that's sunny. Can't you hear the pitter-pat, the rat-a-tat of the happy tunes at your step? Life can be so sweet on the side of the street that's sunny. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade. I'm not afraid, cause my words are over and the road's crossed over. If my number never comes out, we'll still be rich as Rockefeller and we'll constantly be mellow. Gold set our feet on the side of the street that's sunny.
Nat King Cole with a swingin' version of On the Sunny Side of the Street from 1945, a song that was introduced in a 1930 Broadway musical, Lew Leslie's International Review. And we'll skip ahead 20 years to Joe Williams with the Frank Hunter Orchestra and his version of the same song.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. With gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Dear Williams, 1965, with a rather mellow side of the street. We'll go back to the 40s and the Pied Pipers next.
About it. I'm just gonna stay crazy for you.
Course I know you're a 10-carat jerk,
but still, I'm crazy for you.
A song used in a 1940 movie called You'll Find Out, a comedy featuring Kay Kaiser, the orchestra conductor, as himself. This story has members of an orchestra hired for an heiress's birthday party who uncover a plot against her, a popular film. Many of Jimmy McHugh's works were used in shows, films, and one that has been very popular since it was first heard was I Won't Dance, and his connection with it is more tenuous than I realized. The song was originally written by, or the music was written by Jerome Kern, and there were original lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II and Otto Harbach, which didn't work for the first purpose they had intended. So Dorothy Fields was called in, and they changed. She just about rewrote the entire song lyrically, and credit was also given to Jimmy McHugh for this. But we can thank Dorothy for the lyrics to this song. We'll hear a few versions of I Won't Dance.
Think of what you're losing by constantly refusing to dance with me. You'd be the idol of France with me. And yet you stand there and shake your foolish head dramatically while I wait here so ecstatically. You just look and say emphatically,
not this season. Yes, there's a reason. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. Yes, you know what? You lovely. So what? You're still lovely. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that bumps on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. Yes, when you dance, you jump in and you gentle. Especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't really mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. How could I won't dance. Mercy be good. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, monsieur, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're handsome, and so what? You're handsome, but oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle. Especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. How could I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way
way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Yes, I won't dance. Don't ask me. I won't dance. Don't ask me. I will not dance, madam, with you. Yes, my heart won't let my feet do things they should do. Yeah, you know what? You kinda lovely.
And so what? I'm lovely.
But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shores. I feel so absolutely stumbled on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, honey.
Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Tony Bennett with Bill Charlap at the piano, totally changing the rhythm of I Won't Dance from some sort of a swing to a quick waltz. And that version from 2015. And we had in between Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong's version from 1957, we had a short piece that was part of a radio show done by Judy Garland. It seemed like it was leading up to something and then it just ended. But that was about 1940. Well, we'll turn to 1957 and a performance from Beverly Kenny next.
All day long before my eyes come little visions of you. They shouldn't, they mustn't, but they do. Can't get out of this mood. I can't get over this feeling. Can't get out of this mood. 'Cause last night your lips were too appealing. The thrill should have been all break.
really hit our target for tonight. Now we sing as we lift through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Ry Cooder from his Boomer's Story of 1972, a project looking back at music, perhaps forgotten American music. And we heard his version of a World War II Jimmy McHugh song, Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer. We also heard from Beverly Kenny, from 1957, Can't Get Out of This Mood. And I'm not sure what proportion of Jimmy's songwriting was in response to a request or a need for a song in a show, or if he was just always writing songs and putting them out there. I don't know for sure. I'll have to find out. But there's another version of an oft-recorded song, or maybe not as often as some of the others, but a fun version of a song written in, don't have the date on it. And I've got an instrumental, so we can't hear Dorothy Field's lyrics. But let's take a listen to The Hot Club of Cowtown.
Now. Thank you.
One of those songs from the Blackbirds of 1928. Next, we'll hear one from 1935 from Bing Crosby.
Don't cry. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Clouds in the sky should never make you feel that way. And the rain will bring the violets of May. Tears are in vain, so honey, please don't be that way. Long as we see it through, you'll have and I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way.
Because you're near me, funny but right.
There's the high note from The Chimes with I'm in the Mood for Love, which dates back to, I don't have the date, I'll get it for you, but I've got two more versions of that. We'll hear the next one from 1956. Here's Julie London.
Thank you.
Jamiroquai with the Jules Holland Big Band from 2001. And that is going to close out this short look, short listen to some of the music of the wonderful songwriter Jimmy McHugh, born July 10th, 1894. I'm Wendy. Thanks again for tuning in to Fine Tune, and hope you'll tune in again next week.